From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New York City police are searching for a white man in his 40s who may have been behind a failed car bombing in Times Square last night. They're poring over hundreds of hours of video surveillance from the area. The device was found in a Nissan Pathfinder with a license plate from a truck found in a junkyard. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says so far there's no evidence of a Taliban connection.
Although a Taliban bomb maker has claimed on the internet that the car bomb was placed in Times Square to avenge the deaths of Mujahideen fighters, we have no evidence to support this claim. Another claim of responsibility, emailed to a local news organization, is being investigated.
Authorities say the bomb began to detonate last night but never exploded. President Obama is spending the day on the front lines of an oil spill cleanup that's shaping up to be a bigger environmental threat than BP initially thought. The company's chairman says BP's safety record did not play a role in the drilling rig explosion that triggered that spill. Near Venice, Louisiana, NPR's Cheryl Corley has details.
There's been little success stopping the flow from BP's ruptured well on the floor of the sea near the Louisiana coast, and BP Chairman Lamar McKay says it's uncertain how much oil has been released, despite estimates of 5,000 barrels a day. During an appearance on ABC this week, McKay said the accident did not happen because of lax safety measures. He blamed it on a failed piece of equipment, a blowout preventer, which apparently malfunctioned. McKay says BP is throwing every resource the company has at trying to plug a well that's a mile beneath the sea.
As you can imagine, this is like doing open heart surgery at 5,000 feet in the dark with robot controlled submarines.
McKay says a containment dome that could be placed over the well is expected to be deployed in 6 to 8 days, but it's uncertain when that will become operational. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Top officials in the Obama administration continue their attacks on Arizona's new immigration law, but a proponent is warning of disinformation. More from NPR's Allison Keyes.
Former Arizona governor and now Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says she thinks the law, quote, certainly could invite profiling, and she thinks it's the wrong way to go. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells NBC's Meet the Press the law definitely invites racial profiling.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, because clearly, as I understand the way the law is being explained, if you're a legal resident, you still have to carry papers. Well, how is a law enforcement official supposed to know?
But former Arizona Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth, a current candidate for the U.S. Senate, says the law is designed to enforce federal law. Hayworth calls allegations that the law is racist in nature overblown rhetoric that's meant to move this from a question of enforcement to one of ethnicity.
This is NPR. The Associated Press reports Tennessee's governor is confirming 7 deaths from this weekend's storms. The extent of the flood damage is still unknown. The floods already forced evacuation of hundreds of homes, and western Tennessee was expecting several more inches of rain today. Under the weight of heavy debt, Greece is announcing sharp pay cuts and tax hikes. In Athens, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli explains the new austerity measures are key to Greece getting an unprecedented multi-billion euro rescue package from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
In a somber setting, Prime Minister George Papandreou addressed the nation on live TV. Visibly tired after weeks of pounding by the markets and rating agencies, Papandreou called on Greeks to make great sacrifices in order to avoid bankruptcy. Later, Finance Minister George Papakonstantino detailed some of the new austerity measures. He said savings of nearly $40 billion through 2012 would be achieved through public sector wage and pension cuts, higher taxes, and streamlining government. Civil servants' and pensioners' annual bonuses will be capped, taxes on alcohol, tobacco, and gasoline will be raised, and the top bracket sales tax will rise to 23%. Trade union leaders harshly criticized the new measures and have called for a general strike on Wednesday in protest. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
More reports today of violence out of Afghanistan. Authorities say there was a bomb attack on a minivan south of the capital. The Associated Press reports at least 7 people were killed in the roadside blast in a Taliban stronghold. More than a dozen people are said to be injured. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.